that I wanted her to walk away with. And I still, you know, it's a challenge, you know, as a parent. It's really a challenge to filter what your children are taking in. You know, we're such a media-drenched society, and it's hard. I mean, you can try really hard to control what your children watch and what they read while they're developing, while their young minds are trying to figure it out, and only have so many references for the things that are brought to them, so they can't understand some of these things, and they're really not some of the stuff that comes in is just really not healthy and appropriate. However, they go to school and their friend has the lunchbox that has the guy that did the thing or whatever. You know, it's always, you know, they go to a friend's house and you don't know what they're watching, and things kind of get out of your control a lot. So you can just, the best you can do, I think, is try to talk to them about those things. I try not to just completely shelter them, but if those things, you know, if things pop up on billboards, I try to talk freely and openly and help them process what they're seeing a little bit more, so I can kind of guide them in what I think are better ways for themselves, better, more creative, more thoughtful ways of taking in the things around them, the things that come to them through the media.
Indeed.
Does that make sense?
Sounds like you're a wonderful parent.
And how long do children try? My daughter is 7 and my son is 3, and he's a beast. He's a boy. Yeah, part child, part beast. Wolverine. I don't know what that little Wolverine thing is that's running around the house. After having a girl who was kind of like, she's not, you hate to hear me say that she was all fairies and pink, but she was. She was all fairies and pink and la 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 la. You know, this was my daughter. I thought, okay, we can handle the second one, and this crazy little monster, this wild thing. I mean, he is. It's like the wild, where the wild things are. He's a little wild thing.
Does he break things around the house, or?
Yeah, exactly. He does.
Wow. Well, you seem to juggle it all, show business, family, kids, your nonprofit organization. Do you have anything else on the back burner?
I'm pretty full up. I'm pretty full.
Oh, wow.
I'm telling you. I mean, I will say that with Sweet Black Bear, you know, we recently got our nonprofit status, and so that's kind of opened things up in terms of programs and partnerings with different organizations and schools. And it's very exciting, and there's so much to do. And so with the kids and Sweet Black Bear, I try to do other things. But I'm not all Wonder Woman. I'm just a little Wonder Woman.
Wow.
I'm not,
Yeah, you're pretty active.
Yeah, I'm active. trying to streamline it a little bit. But it's all good stuff.
Yeah, it is. It's great. It's, you know, people need to know about those stories. Those are some long-lost stories, and I'm so glad that you're helping to resurface them.
Yeah, it's incredibly gratifying. And my favorite thing to do is go to schools and libraries and read to the kids and show the films to the kids. And what I do when they watch the movies, that's the best part. Because they're so curious and they're so mesmerized by these stories. And I didn't realize how much they would really take in about them being real, but they really do. And that's part of what they're really fascinated by. I thought, oh, it's great. It's like a fairy tale. Bring in these fairy tales and you plant these little tiny seeds. But they don't even know they're real people. But they do, and they are interested in that part, even as young as they are.
These are incredibly important programs, and we want for our audience to definitely check out sweetblackberry.org, twitter.com/SWTBlackberry, and nonetheless, twitter.com/Karen_Parsons. And again, all these different links will be posted on our YouTube page, Sexy Voices of Hollywood. And also check out facebook.com/SweetBlackberry.org.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Well, thank you, Karen Parsons, for being on the show. And by the way,
thank you so much.
Thank you. You do have a sexy voice.
Oh, I forgot. I was supposed to put my Brenda Vaccaro rasp on for this.
Brenda Vaccaro, wow.
I know, I'm dating myself, aren't I?
I met her at a party, and when was that? Like 10 years ago or something. Yeah, she still had that same voice.
Love it. I love it. I wish I have that voice.
Well, that's it, folks, and please join us next time for another Sexy Voices of Hollywood.